This is the Sakar Merli of the 28th of January 2025. Essence, sweet children, in order to pass with honours, constantly follow Srimat. Save yourself from bad company and from the storms of Maya. Question. What service does the Father do for you children? Service that you also have to do. Answer. Just as the Father calls you his beloved children and serves you by making you into diamonds, in the same way, you children also have to make your sweet brothers into diamonds. There is no difficulty in this. Simply tell them, remember the Father and you will become like diamonds. Question. What order has the Father given you children? Answer. Children earn this true income and inspire others to do the same. You are not allowed to take a loan from anyone. Song. Take us far away from this world of sin to a land of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. The Father says, good morning to you, sweetest spiritual children who are to go to a new world. You spiritual children know, number-wise according to your efforts, that you are to go far away from this world. Where are you going to? To your sweet silent home. The land of silence, where we souls come from, is very far away. That is an incorporeal world, and this is a corporeal world. That is the home of us souls. No one except the Father can take us back to that home. All of you Brahmins are doing spiritual service. Who taught you this? The Father who takes you far away. How many will he take far away? Countless souls. All of you children are guides who belong to the one guide. Your name is the Pandavami. You children show everyone the way to go far away. Man above. And remember the Father. You say, Baba, take us far away from this world. You will not say this in the new world. Here it is the kingdom of Ravan, and so you say, take us very far away from here. There is no comfort here. The very name is the land of sorrow. The Father does not make you stumble. You stumbled a great deal on the path of devotion, searching for the Father. The Father himself says, I am incognito. No one can see me with physical eyes. In the temples to Krishna, they keep his wooden slippers for you to bow your head to. But I don't have any feet to which you would have to bow. I simply call you my beloved children. You also say to others, sweet brothers, remember the Parlokic Father, and your sins will be absolved. That is all. There is no other difficulty. Just as the Father makes you into diamonds, so you children also have to make others into diamonds. You have to learn how to make human beings become like diamonds. According to the drama, the Father comes and teaches us at the confluence of every cycle. We then teach others. The Father is making us into diamonds. You know that the Aga Khan, the guru of the Ismailis, was weighed against gold, silver and diamonds. Nehru was weighed against gold. Now they do not make anyone into a diamond. The Father makes you become like diamonds. What would you weigh him against? What would you do with diamonds, etc.? You don't need them. Those people waste a lot of money on races. They continue to build buildings and properties, etc. Whereas you children are earning a true income. If you take a loan from anyone, you would have to pay him back for 21 births. You have no right to take a loan from anyone. You understand that all the incomes at present are false and are to be finished. When Baba saw that he was to receive diamonds, he thought, "What am I doing with these shells? Why should I not take my unlimited inheritance from the Father? I will have enough to eat anyway." There is a saying, "Those whose hands are constantly giving attain the first number." Baba is also called the stockbroker. The Father says, "I take your old things and exchange them for new." When someone dies, all their belongings are given to a special type of Brahmin priest. The Father says, "What do I take from you? Just look at this sample. There was not only one Draupadi, all of you are Draupadis." Many call out, "O Baba, save us from being stripped." Baba explains with so much love, "Children, remain pure in this last birth of yours." The Father says, "Maintain the honour of my beard. Do not defame the name of your clan. You sweetest children should have so much pure pride that the Father is making you into diamonds. The Father is making this one into a diamond too. You have to remember that one." This Baba says, "Your sins will not be absolved by remembering me. I am not your guru. Whatever he teaches me, I then teach you. If you want to become like a diamond, remember the Father." Baba has explained that although many people worship the deities on the path of devotion, their intellects still wander to their work or business, etc., because they earn an income through that. Baba relates his experience. "When my intellect used to wander here and there, I would pinch myself and ask why I was remembering those things. You souls should only remember the one Father, but Maya repeatedly makes you forget. She punches you again and again. Maya breaks your intellect's yoga. You should talk to yourselves in this way." The Father says, "You now have to benefit yourselves and others by opening centres." Many children ask, "Baba, can we open a centre at such and such a place?" The Father says, "I am the bestower. I do not need anything for myself. These buildings, etc., are all for you children. Shiv Baba has come to make you into diamonds. Whatever you do, it is only of use to you. This one is not a guru who would have followers. The buildings that are built are only for the children themselves to stay in. Yes, when those who built them come here, they are offered the hospitality of staying in a new building. Some say, why should we stay in the new building? I like the old building. We will live in the same way that you live. We have no arrogance about having given this. If Babdada does not live there, why should we? We want to stay with you. The closer we are to you, the better it is. The father explains, to the extent that you make effort, so you will claim a high status in the land of happiness. Each one of you will go to heaven. The people of Bharat know that Bharat was a land of pure, charitable souls. There was not even the name of sin there. Everyone has now become a sinful soul. This is the kingdom of Ravan. Ravan does not exist in the Golden Age. The kingdom of Ravan will exist again after half a cycle. The father explains so much, and yet you are still not able to understand. The same thing happens every cycle. This is nothing new. So many come when you have exhibitions. Many of them will become subjects. It takes time to become like diamonds. Even if they become subjects, that too is good. It is now the time of settlement for all. Everyone's accounts are being settled. The rosary of eight is being made of those who pass with honours. Only eight beads go into the first rosary. They attain their karmateet stage without experiencing punishment. Then there is the rosary of 108. They would be number-wise. This drama is eternally predestined. You have to observe this as detached observers and see who is making good efforts. Some children come at the end and continue to follow Srimat. Continue to follow Srimat in this way, and it is possible that you will pass with honours and go into the Rosary of Eight. Yes, it is possible that, whilst you are moving along, there would sometimes be bad omens. Everyone has to face the stages of ascending and descending. This is an income. Sometimes you remain very happy, and other times you remain less happy. The storms of Maya and bad company move you backwards and make you lose your happiness. It is said that good company takes you across and bad company drowns you. Ravan's company drowns you and Rama's company takes you across. You became like that by following Ravan's dictates. Deities fell onto the path of sin. People have shown such dirty pictures of them. Those are signs of their going onto the path of sin. The kingdom of Rama existed in Bharat, and it is now the kingdom of Ravan in Bharat. You become 100% unhappy in the kingdom of Ravan. This is a play. It is very easy to explain this knowledge to anyone. There was a nurse sitting in front of Baba. Baba says to this child, you are a nurse. Continue to do that service and also do this service. Relate this knowledge to your patients. Tell them, remember the Father and your sins will be absolved and you will not have any illness for 21 births. You received health by doing yoga, and you receive wealth by knowing the cycle of 84 births. You can do a lot of service and you will continue to benefit many. You can use whatever money you earn for this spiritual service. In fact, all of you are also nurses. To make dirty human beings into deities is a task like that of a nurse, is it not? The father says, impure human beings call out to me to come and purify them. If you also serve diseased people, they will thank you a great deal. They can even receive visions through you. If you remain accurately linked in yoga, even great surgeons, etc., will come and fall at your feet. Just try it and see. You clouds come here in order to be refreshed. Then you go and shower this knowledge onto others and refresh them. Some children don't even know where the rain comes from. They think it is Indra, the god of rain, who showers rain. They say that a rainbow is the bow of Indra. So many false stories have been written in the scriptures. The father says, whatever is fixed in the drama will happen again. We do not defame anyone. This drama is eternally predestined. It is understood that the path of devotion belongs to it. It is said knowledge, devotion and disinterest. You children have disinterest in this old world. When you die, the whole world is dead for you. When a soul leaves his body, the world is dead for him. The father explains to you children, sweet children, do not become careless in this study. Everything depends on how you study. Some barristers earn 100,000 rupees, whereas others don't even have a coat to wear. Everything depends on how you study. This study is very easy. Become the spinners of the discus of self-realization, that is, know the beginning, the middle, and the end of your 84 births. Just as that tree has now reached its state of total decay, there is no foundation, and yet the rest of the tree is still standing in the same way. The original eternal deity religion that existed in the form of the tree trunk no longer exists. Everyone is now irreligious and unrighteous in their actions. Human beings cannot grant salvation to anyone. The father sits here and explains all of these aspects to you and makes you happy for all time. There will never be untimely death there. The word so-and-so died will not exist there. Therefore, the father advises you that if you show the path to many, they will surrender themselves to you. It is possible for some to have a vision. Those visions are just the aim and objective for which you are studying. You cannot become a barrister without studying. It is not that you attain liberation by having a vision. Meera had a vision, but she didn't go to the land of Krishna. Devotees receive a vision after doing intense devotion, whereas here there is intense remembrance. Sannyasis become knowledgeable about the element of light and the five elements. They simply want to merge into the element of light. However, the element of light is not the Supreme Soul. The father explains, you may continue to do your business for the livelihood of your bodies, but you must now consider yourselves to be trustees and you will then claim a high status. All of your attachments will be broken. What would Baba do by taking anything? This one renounced everything. He has no need to build a house or a palace for himself. These buildings are being built because many children are yet to come. There will be a queue from Abu Road to here. If your influence were to spread now, you would have a headache trying to handle them all. When an eminent person comes, a large crowd gathers. Your impact will spread at the end, not now. You have to practice staying in remembrance of the Father so that your sins can be cut away. You have to shed your bodies whilst in such remembrance. In the Golden Age, when you leave your body, you understand that you are leaving a body and taking a new one. Here, there is so much body consciousness. There is such a difference. You have to note down these points and also make others note them down. You also have to make others into diamonds like yourselves. You will attain a high status according to the efforts you make. It is the Father who explains this, not an holy man or Mahatma. This question is very entertaining, and you have to imbibe it very well. It is not that you listen to the Father and then leave behind whatever you heard. You also heard in the song, "Take us back with you." Previously, you did not understand any of these things. Now that the Father has explained to you, you understand them. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Never become careless about studying. Become a spinner of the discus of self-realization. Do the service of making others become like diamonds. 2. Earn this true income and inspire others to do the same. Exchange all of your old things. You have to remain cautious of bad company. Blessing. May you become images that grant visions as lights of the world who take devotees beyond with a glance. The whole world is waiting to take drishti from the eyes of you who are becoming the lights of the world. When you lights of the world reach your complete and perfect stage, that is, when you open your eyes of perfection, world transformation will then take place in a second. You souls who are becoming images of that vision will then be able to take devotees beyond with a glance. There will be a long queue of those who want to be taken beyond with a glance. Therefore, let your eyes of perfection remain open. Stop rubbing your eyes, stop choking and nodding off in your thoughts, and you will then be able to become the images that grant visions. Slogan. A pure and clean nature is a sign of humility. Become pure and clean and you will receive success. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving sakash. In order to concentrate your mind and intellect, constantly keep the mantra of Man Man Above in your awareness. By imbibing the mantra of Man Man Above practically, you can claim first number. To have concentration of the mind means to stay in remembrance of one, to be concentrated in solitude. When you become introverted and free from the vibrations of all attractions, you will then be able to do the service of giving Sakash to the whole world with your mind. Om Shanti.